Hello, everybody. Welcome to the SA Dropkicks Wrestling Podcast. My name is KG Animo. In this episode, myself and my partner Eugene are going to reflect and talk about what was quite frankly a very decent NXT War Games pay-per-view that took place this past weekend. We're going to look at the matches on the show, as well as talk about some of the bright young stars of this very fresh and exciting new brand. We're going to predict where NXT is going to be. You know, where will this new brand go? What kind of heights will they reach? Will they be as good as NXT 1.0? Well, if those are the questions you're looking forward to having answered, make sure you stick around, because that's what is coming in the episode. In this NXT pay-per-view was like, it blew my expectations right out of the water. Like, some of the matches on this show, it was more than I was expecting. Like, with those War Games matches, the War Games men's match was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know how to... Let's go through all these matches, shall we? Because, I mean...
Before we do, can I say something about the War Games?
Yeah.
Before, like, I wasn't too sure. Like you said, I wasn't too sure how it was going to play out. Simply because, you know how the traditional War Games is like two rings, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure how the two rings were going to fit in that arena. And not only that, but also, you know, where the wrestlers are in the cages waiting to go in.
Yeah.
That's usually at the entrance. So I wasn't sure where that was going to be. But the way it played out, by them putting them in the crowds, I think that worked perfectly, because they kind of got a cool entrance walking down into the crowd, you know?
Yeah, I thought so. Like, that, like, figuring out the logistics of this whole pay-per-view, I thought they did really well. I thought that the way that, you know, the cages are sort of in the crowd, and it brings it, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a real fight. You know, it feels like a fight, a lot more like a fight, where, you know, when a fighter makes his entrance through the crowd, that's how it felt when those superstars entered the War Games match. It was really cool. Let's start with these matches. So on the pre-show, a dark match, really, we have Odyssey Jones versus Andre Chase. Odyssey Jones defeated Andre Chase.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I like Andre Chase is one of my favorite wrestlers on NXT at the moment.
I mean, the gimmick,
just because of his little segments. Yeah, I like the gimmick.
The Chase University. The gimmick. I don't know. I've never really seen a gimmick like that in pro wrestling. The teacher student. I like how all the students wear the exact same clothing, like it's in like a high school. It says Chase University, but everyone is wearing the Chase University uniform. Like, that's crazy to think about.
Yeah, I love the whole gimmick, everything about it. From like the idea is like to teach, right? But then at the same time, he gets so undermined by his students and by other wrestlers.
Exactly.
When he tries to correct it in the ring, he gets his ass whooped.
Exactly. Like, very good. Very good.
What do you think of Odyssey Jones?
I mean, I haven't seen much of him. Didn't he win that breakout tournament thing? Or he lost in the final, I think.
No, he didn't.
He lost in the final.
To the current North American champion.
Yeah. We're going to get to him later.
Yeah, we're going to get to him.
Because I feel like he stole this pay-per-view, bro.
I low-key think he did as well.
So, let's talk about the Women's War Games match. We have Cora Jade, Io Shirai, Kaylee Ray, and Raquel Gonzalez, who defeated Dakota Kai and Toxic Attraction. Let me just say something about Toxic Attraction before we move into... If they're booked correctly, which so far they have been, they could be the best faction in WWE. Because WWE doesn't have a lot of factions at the moment. If they're booked correctly, they could be a serious, serious faction in WWE. Because I like the look of them.
I also like the look of them. They currently hold all the women's title in NXT, like every
Exactly.
single championship that's in NXT for women they have. So
Yeah.
I think they are pushing them.
I actually learned this crazy fact. You know Gigi Dolin, the lady with the with the orange hair?
Yeah, Noah.
Her real name is Priscilla Kelly, and she was married to Darby Allin.
Jay, he's lying. Tell me he's lying.
Bruh, I'm on Google right now and I searched Darby Allin. Like I typed Darby Allin and like I was just searching AEW wrestlers this morning and I typed Darby Allin and it says here spouse Gigi Dolin. And I'm like, hold on, this name's familiar. And I see Gigi Dolin. And I was like, oh, she's the lady in NXT.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Were they dating or were they married?
Married. It says spouse.
How long?
From 2018 to 2020.
So they're not anymore though.
No. It's crazy. I had no idea.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah. And we're getting off track here. Let's talk about this
But
match.
Gigi, sorry, it's interesting facts to you know.
Yeah. Like, I wonder if any of our listeners, like, if anyone out there knows, knew this fact, wow, like, crazy. Let's talk about this match. The only thing I don't like about this match is the finish. Like, the finish was really weird because, like, Cora Jade, she's injured, right? Toxic Attraction have attacked her arm. She did the whole, she dove off the top of the cage, she landed,
That was sick.
and then she dislocated her shoulder. And then Io Shirai pops her shoulder back into place. And then she's selling the shoulder for the rest of the match. And then all of a sudden she pins. I don't know who she pinned, but she got the win. The action stopped in the ring. And then she's like, oh, I think I should pin this girl. And then she pins her and they win.
It was a bit of a random ending, just
Like, I.
for match to finish like that, you know.
Like I get it, like if you're trying to build Cora Jade as a like a really good baby face, yeah, this is how you build up your new baby face, but it's like it just took you out of it a little bit. It was like, oh wait, the match is over. What happened? That's
Because
how I felt.
wasn't she in stages of the matches? Wasn't she attacked by all three of them? By
Yeah.
Toxic Attraction.
She took a beating. A lot of like all the women in this match took a beating, but she was like, she really sold that arm, and she really got bullied. It's almost as if she was the the younger kid, and obviously that's exactly what it is. Like
Yeah,
she's the
she is
new kid.
18. She's 18.
She's no, I think 20. I heard 20. She's 20, or I don't know. I'll check her real age. Let's do that.
She was the youngest there.
Yeah, she's the youngest participant in a War Games match ever. That's a th
How
th
would you
that's crazy.
have wanted the match to end?
I don't know, really. It's not that I'm offend. It's not that I'm like, I don't hate the finish. It was just weird. Maybe hate or disappointed are the wrong words. Maybe just weirded out by the finish. She's 20 years old, by the way. Like.
Oh, she's 20.
Yeah, she's really, really like WWE are focusing on younger talent, and like she's one that they need to hold on. She could be the future of the women's division if they manage her right and if she stays healthy. Let's talk about
NXT 2.0.
let's talk about Kaylee Ray. I love Kaylee Ray.
I've loved her ever since I've seen her in NXT UK.
I love this woman. Not in a weird, creepy way. I just think. You know, she was such a good heel in NXT UK. She held the NXT UK championship for like 600 days or something. She was a really great heel. Not very flashy in terms of moves, but her stuff when she wrestles, she looks very good. And she looks like she could rip your head off. Like, this is not a woman you want to mess with. And so I really like her. She did very good in this match. And then Io Shirai, right? Io Shirai. Is there anything left to
She's
say about
been
her?
Israelized. Like, this is the third War Games in a row, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, she's been in every NXT Women's War Games match, I think. And she's
she's killed it in all of them. She didn't do a big dive off the top of the cage, which I'm disappointed about.
Like last time, yeah.
Because like she did one off the top. She did a moonsault in the first War Games match. She did a moonsault.
She did a moonsault.
And then in the second.
The second one, she put her over
herself. Yeah, she took a trash can. She took a trash can.
And leaped.
Put it over her head and that must have been scary though, because like you don't see where you're landing. That is just, when I think about it, that is scary.
It's trustful. I like to look at it as a trustful. Like, I work with you guys. You're not going to, like, you're surely not going to injure me, you know?
No, like, I get it. Yeah, that's what wrestling is. Like, in pro wrestling, one of the basic rules is protect your opponent, right? And, yeah, I think the girls in this match really, like, you could tell that they were putting on they really wanted to make this match good. This match went 31 minutes, which was...
And also shout out to Raquel Gonzalez, you know?
Oh, yeah, let's not forget about Raquel, former NXT Women's Champion. Raquel is someone who I think should be on the main roster. And I tweeted this earlier in the week. I said that bring Raquel up to the main roster. Because this woman is a future WWE Women's Champion. This woman is a future WrestleMania main eventer. Absolutely no doubt about it. She is everything you want in a female wrestler.
She's like, you can kind of say like she's the Beth Phoenix.
She's Beth, exactly.
Can I say that?
Like she's Glamazon, but like, again, like
she's like the Black China and the Beth Phoenix of this generation.
Yeah. So good. Like, bring her up to the main roster. Like, she's done enough in NXT, right? Bring her up to the main roster. Let her look Charlotte Flair in the eye. Slap her in the face and ascend to the top of the women's division. Why not?
And let her and Rhea Ripley have some classic matches on Monday Night Raw. Bro.
I'm looking forward to that. Please, like, just bring her up to the main roster. Like, she gets that exposure. She shows people exactly who she is. Again, future of the women's division. Who haven't we talked about? Dakota Kai, right?
Dakota Kai. What do you think about a character change?
Yeah, I think it's weird. Like, this, you know what? This reminds me of Alexa Bliss, like when she started. Because Alexa Bliss changed gimmicks, and this is how it started. She was crazy, she lost her mind, and then she just became evil. Like, I feel like this is where this is going, and I'm not a fan of that. I'm not going to lie. I'm not really a fan of this. But you never know, right? Because you never know what might happen. That's the fun of wrestling. So hopefully that doesn't happen. Let me know what you think. Like, anyone watching out there? Yeah, let us know what you think about Dakota Kai and her sudden change. I can't even explain this gimmick. That's the thing. I can't tell you what she
is. That's the thing. I also can't gauge it because she after she lost to Raquel, right? She just left.
Yeah.
And then they were building her up. I'm not sure if you saw this. They were building her up like she was burying her old self or something like that.
The shovel.
The shovel. You that promo, yeah. And then she came back to cost Raquel a championship to the leader of Toxic Attraction, Mandy Rose, right?
Yeah.
So as soon as that happened, I wanted to see what was going to happen, but I'm still looking. All I can tell you about it is that I know it's still in work and she's probably still working on it. I don't know if she needs to sell it more or what, because I think she's trying to come across as like she's not all okay in the head, you know?
Yeah.
Like you can see her like fudging out the bit or buffering for lack of a better term.
Yeah, definitely. Let's move on. Let's move on to the next match. I love Imperium. You know what I mean? Like, the word love is overused in professional wrestling, right? But Imperium, I love these guys, bro. I-L-O-V-E, love Imperium, bro. Fabian Aichner and Marcel Bartel defeating Kyle O'Reilly and Von Wagner to retain the tag titles, the men's tag titles, I should say. What did you think about this match? It's not their best match, but, like, it was a decent match for what it was supposed to be. I mean... you could tell that Von Wagner doesn't have much experience, because like you saw him miss a couple of spots and stuff. But I mean, when you have Fabian Aichner, Marcel Bartel, and Kyle O'Reilly with you in the ring, chances are you're gonna have a pretty decent match.
Athletes, bro, athletes in the ring. Athletes.
Bro.
I thought it was a decent match.
Yeah.
Like you said, it wasn't the best, because I don't think the main thing was on the match itself. It was more after.
Oh
after
yeah. The match, you know? Oh yeah. The heel turn from Von Wagner.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I think that was the main focus at the end. I think Imperium were always going to win. It was a good match, but they were building up for what was gonna happen at the end of the match.
Yeah, definitely.
Which I didn't see coming. They got me.
You know what I saw? I saw Von Wagner standing behind Kyle O'Reilly, and like I saw this guy getting ready to pummel Kyle O'Reilly, and then he got sucker punched instead. I mean, they did have the steel cage match on NXT.
I just watched that.
The follow up match, the steel cage match, which I mean, Kyle O'Reilly lost again. The thing with Kyle O'Reilly is, much like Johnny Gargano, who we'll get to, like his contract is up, if I'm not mistaken, or very soon will be up. And the question is, what does he do next? Where does he go?
I don't want to alarm you, but did you see at the end of the War Games match? Oh, no, sorry. At the end of Kyle O'Reilly and Neil Wagner's match at War Games, I'm not sure if you saw Kyle O'Reilly threw up an Undisputed Era sign.
Dude, he's like, this is a brotherhood, and he throws up the UE sign.
So to me, they're already two undisputed members in another company, you know. So it would be easier to go back there, join them, and you know, 1 + 1 = 2.
Yeah, like yeah, bring Kyle O'Reilly to AEW. Let him join Fish and Cole. We have the Undisputed Era. Oh, well, obviously they can't use that name in AEW. Maybe they can. You never know. But, like, those guys would be pretty cool. Let's just be honest. The match was great.
Maybe this is going to be an ongoing feud between Wagner and Kyle. Who knows?
Yeah. Like, I want to bring your attention back to Imperium. Like, have you seen the shape these guys are in? Because when I first saw them, like, these guys have gotten muscular and stronger and crazy agile. Like Fabian Aichner is pound for pound the strongest guy in NXT. And immediately when Vic Joseph said that during the match, I thought of Cesaro. You know what I mean?
I thought
of Cesaro, and I'm like, wait a minute.
You know what's crazy? He used to be in the Cruiserweight division.
Yeah.
What?
And I'm like,
the way he moves.
I'm like, wait a minute. Wouldn't Cesaro be perfect for Imperium?
Duh, it would be so perfect.
Like, bring Imperium up to the...
If we can see it, surely WWE can see it.
Like, bring Imperium up to the main roster. Have them side with Cesaro. And have this elite super European worker stable. Because it's like you got a man from Austria, you got a man from Italy, you got a man from German, and you have a Swiss. Bro.
Come on, tell me that. Surely it's written in the stars.
It is written, bro.
Come on.
Like, it has to happen. Vince McMahon would be a fool if this didn't happen. Like, I am putting it on Vince's desk right now. Like, Vince McMahon, you know what to do. This has to happen. If Cesaro is going to be WWE or Universal Champion at some point, it will be with Imperium by his side.
Exactly. Just like what's happening with Roman Reigns right now.
Yeah.
And other factions in the past, this has the potential to also be something.
Yeah. Moving along to Cameron Grimes. That's how I say his name nowadays. Cameron Grimes. Yeah. Versus Duke Hudson in a hair versus hair match.
What did you think about this match first.
I love the stipulation, but I feel like this match was perfect for what it needed to be. Like, Cam, it's a classic mid-card match between two guys in the mid-card, and it's like, I wish Duke Hudson got shaved a little bit more, because like Cameron Grimes,
me too.
Cameron Grimes tried to shave him, and like Duke Hudson's like, no. This match was great.
He was kind of off. He was like knocked out a bit, then he came to.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
I was like, oh, I'm getting my head shaved here. Yeah. Great babyface win. Cameron Grimes is. You know what's great? Cameron Grimes is a really great babyface. And when I first saw him in TNA or in Impact, he was Trevor Lee. And I'm like, there's no way this dude can be a babyface. There's no way.
Yeah, because he wasn't built as a babyface in TNA.
Like, crazy stuff. Really good. Really, it was a good match. Like, what can I say about this match? Stipulation.
It was meant to be like.
Yeah. And then the next match, Roderick Strong defending the Cruiserweight Championship against a non-Cruiserweight. How does this work? Let me know how this works, please.
I think that guy, the point, his opponent was again?
Joe Gacy, who's not a Cruiserweight. Who is not a Cruiserweight. Let's clarify this.
Yeah, but Joe Gacy's thing was he's trying to break that thing, you know? That
he's trying to break the
Cruiserweight division.
Yeah.
Like, it's a restriction to other wrestlers. Yeah. Saying that only these wrestlers can compete for this title. So he was trying to break that, but he failed.
I mean, this is what I call I get what Gacy's trying to do, but like, this is disrespect to the Cruiserweight division. Because it's like, what's the point of the Cruiserweight championship? And I think they're trying to get rid of it. I'm not sure. I'll do my research and figure this out. But apparently they're trying to get rid of the Cruiserweight title. Because, I mean, how many Cruiserweights do we have in NXT? And so I think this was the first step in a long process of getting rid of that belt and introducing a new one. Hopefully we get a pretty good belt. And that's all I can say about that, because I want to move on to the dessert, to the main event, to the main course, I should say.
The master of all matches.
Bro. This match.
Let's talk about it. Let's
this match. Like, I knew, like, this match could be pretty good. The dynamic of this match was a little bit backwards. You know what I mean? Because, like, usually when you have old school versus new school, the new school is supposed to be the babyface. The new school is the one that's fighting to become relevant. And the old school is like, nah, we want to keep the spotlight. We want to hog the spotlight.
Defiant, yeah.
But instead, it was the heels. It was the new school that were the heels that were like, we're taking over. We don't care. We don't respect any of you. This is our house now. And the babyfaces, the veterans going, no, who the hell do you think you are? This match was a train wreck. The best way I could describe this match is that it was a train wreck. This is a train wreck. Like, let's talk about each of these individuals. LA Knight was good. Tommaso Ciampa was great. Johnny Gargano was great. Johnny Gargano came out to his old music. Like, that was so. And at that moment, I didn't figure out why the crowd was so loud. Like, I'd forgotten that Johnny Gargano didn't use Rebel Heart as his entrance music. I forgot that he had changed it. And so when when he came out and the crowd went crazy, I was like, why is the crowd going crazy? And I figured out literally like hours after watching this, I'm like, oh, wait, he came out to Rebel Heart.
You know what? Now that you mention it, I'm only figuring that out now after I watched NXT.
Yeah.
Because I heard Rebel Heart because it was different. I knew something was different because they were cheering him. Like, he nearly cried now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you did. Nearly cried, too, at his entrance. I could tell something was just different. And then at the same time, I also realized that, well, wait, this is his old entrance music.
Yeah.
So you could feel that it was going to be a genuine situation.
Yeah. let's talk about the rest of this match. The stuff with, man, did you see the table spot where Grayson Waller's on the top rope and he's trying to put, he's trying to put Tommaso Ciampa through the, Tommaso Ciampa's on the table and Grayson Waller is on the top rope and he's going for a splash or something. And LA Knight, just goes, nah, get off the top rope, puts him through the table, Ciampa moves. I love that spot. I love that spot. Yeah.
And then suplexes you through.
Crazy.
It was a great sell from Waller, though. It was a great sell.
Like,
can we just say that Waller flew through tables in this match? Like, he flew.
Yeah.
That was just one occasion.
There was one other spot. The Tony D'Angelo took, like, I said took, goodness me. He takes Pete Dunne's mouth guard. They're both on the top rope holding onto the cage. D'Angelo takes the mouth guard from Pete Dunne's mouth, puts it in his pocket, takes a crowbar, and gives him a swinging DDT from the middle rope. Like, that was crazy.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I saw Pete Dunne bleed a bit. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Who else took a pounding in this match? I mean, all these guys took a beating. But
they all did. Can we just give a shout out to Trick Williams outside?
Oh, yeah. Bro.
The guy is funny.
He's, I love Trick Williams.
Who threw every single weapon into the cage, man. Candlesticks. Yeah. Tables. Oh.
And then he got scared off by Dexter Loomis. Oh, man.
Under the ring, yeah.
That was like, I just remember bawling after that. Like, I was laughing for days. I couldn't stop laughing at that moment.
Was funny.
Yeah.
What do you think of Carmelo Hayes?
I love this dude, bro. Again, I'm using the word love. But it's like,
no, it's fine.
You know the thing with him is, he's not a typical Vince McMahon guy. And he's a worker. He's an in-ring workhorse. He's an Adam Cole. He's a Johnny Gargano. This is not the kind of guy that Vince McMahon wants, right? He's 27 years old. He's like, what, 5'9", 210 pounds? This is not the future of WWE. But if Carmelo Hayes, but the one thing that he has going for him is just charisma. He's got bucket loads of charisma. He's Ricky Starks. That's the closest comparison. Small guy in a pretty big world, or not as big, but like, he's Ricky Starks. You know what I mean?
And according to what I've been hearing on the wrestling community, right, Shawn Michaels rates him very highly.
Yeah. I mean, when Shawn Michaels thinks you're good, then you must know. Like, and he says it all the time. He says it all the time. When Melo shoots, Melo scores. And he scored in this match.
I like that.
He scored.
Like, when Melo shoots,
Melo scores. Yeah. Melo don't miss. You know what I mean? Let's talk about this. I'm not sure if you watched the NXT show yesterday's NXT show. Grayson Waller is hanging out with this lady. He's standing there with this lady and he's talking about how he was the star of the War Games match and he's basically trying to impress this lady and it's like, hey, he's like, should I spoil it for you or do you want to go watch it? I think I'll
continue. I watched it.
He's like, you know, what could be better than hanging out with Grayson Waller? Come on, let's go grab a few drinks. You know, he's trying to get this lady to leave with him. And the lady's like, I'm hanging out with someone else. It's like, who could you possibly?
Like, what's better than the main event?
Yeah. And LA Knight stands there in this gorgeous red car. He stands there, bro. And it's like I'm losing my mind at this point. And they get into the car, and LA Knight says the most brilliant line of this whole episode.
The wordplay.
He goes.
Continue.
He's like, well, you like views, don't you? Well, how you like this view? Oh my days.
And then he drives off.
Bro, this was great.
And then what unfolds later on? Crazy.
Yeah.
One is like, oh, I'll show you some views. I was like, what's he gonna do?
Speaking of which, when Johnny Gargano makes his way to the ring and he cuts the most beautiful, he starts off the promo by saying, this is not going to be my most eloquent promo, and then proceeds to cut
in the moment,
and then proceeds to cut the best promo of his career. This man talks about his children, he talks about his unborn son, he talks about being a dad, and like, this man is a babyface. You cannot boo this man. Let's talk about Bron Breakker. Like, I mean, let's talk about Bron Breakker. Exactly. This dude is, like, incredible. This guy, right? And you can just say... Like, and I know this is an overused phrase, but this man was born for this business, born into this business. His father is one of the great tag team competitors of all time, the son of Rick Steiner. And I loved the finish of this match. Remember the finish of the women's match that I thought was really weird?
Yeah, I was going to mention, I wanted to compare to this finish, but I didn't want until we got to talk about it.
This finish was perfect. This is the most perfect because, you know, Ciampa is setting up for Project Ciampa, right? And as he's doing that, he's getting speared through this table. And Bron Breakker just stands up and he lifts this dude in the air and he press slams him and he pins him. He pins the NXT champion.
Even the build up before that, when Team DIY came back for little reunion.
Yeah, the DIY finish.
When they did their thing, yeah.
And Carmelo Hayes. And Carmelo Hayes pulls the referee.
Exactly. That even from when it started there, I liked it because it was from there until Tommaso Ciampa getting burned, the NXT champion, can we just say, got burned by the challenger. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, Bron Breakker for NXT champion. Let's just put it out there. Bron Breakker is the next NXT champion. Not is going to be, is. Like, at this point, just put the belt on him. Leader of the new school, put the belt on this dude. Super, super great. Yeah, I think we've gone through all these matches. When it comes to the future of NXT, it's Bron Breakker, it's Carmelo Hayes, it's Cora Jade, it's we didn't talk about Tony D'Angelo enough. Like, this dude, I love this dude's gimmick.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I only got here a month ago.
Yeah, so I can't wait to see what happens. I know people are like, this NXT is not as good as NXT 1.0. I'm like, you know what, man? Just enjoy what you are seeing. Try to enjoy it as much as possible. Don't expect to go back to the takeover days. Don't expect to go back to those days where, where NXT selling out arenas and putting on 5-star clinics. Just enjoy what you have right now, and that's what I'm doing.
Enjoy for what it is.
Yeah, I'm not pining for it. Like, I'm not sitting there going, oh, I wish we went back to NXT 1.0. No, just enjoy what you are watching. And that's exactly what I did.
I am too.
Yeah. Like, if you're a wrestling fan out there and you're thinking, oh, NXT 2.0 sucks, I wish we could go back. Like, fine, I'll get you a time machine. But, like...
No, better yet, I give you a YouTube channel. It's called NXT.
Go watch the old NXT matches. If that's what you want to do, go watch the old NXT matches. Like, I saw a video on one of my favorite YouTubers is Kicking It With Ross. He put up this YouTube video. He's like, why I didn't watch NXT War Games. And it's like, if that's the attitude you have, of course you're not going to enjoy it. It's fine if you don't like it. But I like it. I like the show so far. Like, I'm getting, it's growing on me. That's how I feel, man.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. Shall we wrap things up?
I think we should.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's wrap this up.
They need to go watch NXT. If they haven't watched NXT yet, the new one, just go watch that.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. There's a special appearance. I like what MSK did.
Yeah. Let's talk about that before we wrap things up. So MSK are going out to meet the Shaman. And the Shaman turns out to be...
It's been weeks.
The most perfect choice to be the Shaman. Riddle. Bro. I love this. Like, if you followed Wesley and Nash Carter from their days as the Rascals, they used to do these segments where they would sit in a room and smoke weed and get high. That's exactly what's happening here. This time you have Riddle in the mix. I'm gonna watch NXT.
It couldn't be more perfect.
Yeah. Dude, I gotta go now.
I was like a kid when I saw that.
Like,
when I saw Riddle, I was like, yes!
Bro, I'm gonna go and watch NXT now. Shall we wrap things up?
Let's wrap it up, because I also wanna go
cool.
Rewatch it.
Cool.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to be the end of this episode. If you stuck around till the end, we thank you so, so much. We really appreciate every single one of you that listens. And if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can do so on Twitter at @dropkicks_SA, as well as on Instagram at @dropkickswrestlingpodcast. As always, let us know what you thought about the pay-per-view, what you thought about our comments, and we'd love to talk to you. Send us a DM, tweet at us, and... we'd really love to talk wrestling with you. Let's have a conversation. Till the next time, stay safe and God bless.